as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're
ready. Let's do it, man.
Hello, my name is Ivor, and I'm going to play a song called Fog Banks.
This week's session at Midori House comes all the way from the Faroe Islands, well, via Studio 2. Ivor is one of the island's biggest and most prolific stars. The musician has been making music since she was 13 and has released a dozen or so albums, spanning everything from jazz to country and more recently synth pop. About 18 months ago, Ivor released the album Slur, which she recorded in her mother tongue, Faroese. Well, now she's re-releasing the album, but she's translated the entire thing into English, which she'll tell us about in just a moment. Without
by the window, just staring out into the valley. Gray gives into gray, everything is
Ivor, welcome to the sessions at Midori House.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for playing for us today. I wanted to start by talking to you about your musical background, because you have spanned so many genres that I don't even think I can count them all, from jazz and pop and country and folk. How do you go from one album to the next?
I always had the passion for music, and I started playing music at a very early age, and I've always been a very curious musician, always felt curious to figure out what music can do and to turn it around in a different direction. I think that my roots in folk music, that's where it all started for me. And then I've just been moving through all these different genres, not on purpose. It's not like I've decided now I want to be a jazz singer, but it's been more like just something that one thing led to another. And I made my first album when I was 16, which was quite folky and jazzy. And then from there, I started to experiment with mixing different genres together. And I've always felt excited about that, when you mix different worlds together and get something.
I believe you are the first Faroese musician ever to grace this studio, so
really?
Congratulations.
Yay, thank you.
Growing up in the Faroe Islands, what was that like?
I grew up in a very small village called Göta. The population of that village is 700 people, so it's not very big. For me, it was just lovely. I loved to play out in the open, you know, and being in nature and close to nature and all that. But when I got a bit older, I got this wanderlust. I wanted to see the world. And it kind of all of a sudden felt a bit claustrophobic to be so far away from everything. So I needed to go away and then come back again to understand better from where I was from, I think.
And so do you think the place that you grew up in plays a lot into your music?
Ah, definitely. But I don't think I figured it out until most recently, you know. When you're away for a long time and come back, then you see things from a different perspective, I think. Actually, my two latest albums are very much about that. And Slur, my new album, is much reflecting on that, you know, traveling away from your roots and the place you come from and then seeing it from a, and seeing yourself from a different perspective, different angle. I'm going to play a song for you called Piece by Piece.
Together, and I'm no longer.
the album Slur, you released it about 18 months ago, but now you're releasing it again, but this time in English. What was it like turning the album into English?
Interesting. And it was something I felt I was not quite sure about it in the beginning, because I felt it might not work, because it's always challenging to translate things. But I found a way to do it, and I was so curious to do it, to try it out, because I felt these songs could really work in English as well. It was an 8-month project. I worked at it for 8 months, and in the end, I feel it turned out pretty well.
How does that work? You know, you're not going to always have the right words to say what you want and manage to fit them in.
No.
Into the verses. Do some of the songs take on a whole new meaning in a new language?
Yes, many of the songs, I think, have a new expression in many ways, but I really wanted to keep the core of the songs and the meanings of the songs, even though I decided to not go for like this classical translations, just translating them, but to do it in a different way, along with a poet called Randy Ward. We worked together. We were more like rewriting the album, doing new lyrics that had the same meaning. And I think that was an important decision for this, because otherwise you kind of force the song to be something it's not, rather than just giving it a new expression.
So it's like the English remix?
Yes, something like that.
You say that it's about returning back to your home country. Did you write it in your home country, or did you write it from afar?
I wrote it at home in the Faroe Islands. I decided to go back when it was dark, because I always feel so kind of attracted to the dark winters in the Faroe Islands. I've always felt most inspired, you know, when it's winter and dark and shitty weather and all that stuff. It really makes me want to write songs.
If anything, it keeps you inside, so you have to write songs.
Yeah, exactly. You're stuck in there and you have to say something about something. I went to the Faroes. I started writing this album. And yeah, so most of the songs are written back home. I'm gonna play a song for you called Salt.
What is the music scene like in the Faroe Islands? Are there lots of musicians? Is it quite nurturing of people with musical talent?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's why I started playing music, because there was like this community of musicians. There was this bubble going on at the time when I was like, I think I was only 13 when I was in my first band. It was a rock band and we played every weekend and as much as we could. It's just been growing ever since. I think musicians have people, you know, they go for the music and the art in the Faroe Islands. There's so many new exciting bands all the time.
And I know you spent a lot of time in Iceland as well. What did you learn from that community and their music industry?
I loved coming to Iceland because it was kind of like coming home for me. It's so similar to the Faroe Islands, both the language and the culture and landscape and everything. But I felt there was a bit more space. It was very inspiring for me to come there, because there was a new music scene for me to try out.
And we had an artist called JFDR, who I know that you know, who's an Icelandic artist, in a few weeks ago. Mm. And I was talking to her about why a country with such a small population produces so much great music. She said that she thinks it's because people don't make music for commercial purposes over there. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I think so. Both in the Faroe Islands and Iceland. I have so many friends who just create music because they can't help it. They have to do it, and they do it for the art and for the music. And that's very inspiring to be around, because it gives you this feeling of something that's real and it's not created because of any other reason than just for the pleasure of it and for the need to create something. Storm is brewing.
drifting.
You've been listening to the Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Iva, and her album Slur will be released in English this May on A&G Records, but you can get your hands on the Faroese version now. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us again at the same time next week for more live music, but for now, thanks for listening.
I know that it's time.